Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl. And I am your host, Amaya McCall. And today we have another guest, which is the same guest from last week. The serial killer, Sarah Catherine.
Hi, guys. Another fabulous intro from the amazing Amaya. Oh my gosh, that was alliteration. I'm so cool.
Oh, welcome back. Yeah, she was on last week. So if you don't know her, clearly you've been listening to the... Clearly, if you don't know her, you didn't listen to last week's episode.
That was loud, Amaya.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, let me just preface this episode by saying that if you listen to last week's episode, you know that Amaya and I have this running joke that is that I'm a serial killer. And Amaya was like, hey, do you want to record again? I was like, yeah, of course. And we couldn't decide what to record on. And then I was just thinking, well, my name's Sarah Catherine. That's SK. I go by SK. You know what else is SK? Serial killer. Ooh. So I'm a big fan of like true crime shows and podcasts and stuff. And so I thought it would be very fun for me to tell Amaya about a serial killer. And if y'all enjoy this, we might make it a more than one time thing. I don't want to say a frequent thing, but a more than one time thing. So yep. I think first we need to do our personal problems.
Oh yeah. Okay. Have you ever reminisced about your favorite movies from when you were younger? Perhaps you've missed those kids' movies or even missed the ones that maybe you shouldn't have really watched as a kid, because it was definitely not appropriate for you at the time. Well, if you want to revisit those memories, join sisters Katie and Bridget from the podcast, Sisters Who's Seen It. These two sisters from Jersey tackle the movies from their childhoods with fresh eyes. One is in her 20s and loves nerdy sci-fi, horror, and family movies, while the other is in her 30s, loves rom-coms, dramas, and indie movies. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, basically wherever you listen to podcasts. So wherever you listen to Girl, you can listen to them too. Tune in every Wednesday to listen to Katie and Bridget as they reminisce, theorize, and laugh through all the different movie genres. So we're going to head into personal problem segment. Okay, you went first last week, so I'll go first this week. My personal problem for this week has been the new team. It was the most stressful thing ever. I won't be bringing on a new team for a while, but like it was so stressful bringing them on, and there was like so much that happened. So
yeah,
that's my personal problem. If any of the new team is listening, just know you were stressful,
but we love you.
Right, we love you so much. Yeah.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
So this is not very exciting, but you know how my personal problem last week was that I have a 17 in AP research?
Yes.
Well, my personal problem this week is I still have a 17 in AP research. And I also didn't take my AP calculus quiz today just because I'm so behind and I was going to fail it. And also, I wrote an essay that I thought was so good, and then I got a 65 on it for AP Lit.
What?
Yeah. And you're probably all thinking, wow, this is the dumbest girl ever. But I'm not, y'all. I just want a real bragging moment. I got a 1440 on my SAT. What? I'm, like, smart-ish, I guess, but online learning is not for me, and so that is my personal problem. All right.
That's reasonable. I mean... I'm gonna brag. I have a 98 in math. I also have a straight 100 in literature. Gosh. So do better, Sarah.
You're also a freshman.
Yeah, true. I mean, I pull a lot of mental health days, so.
me too. That's funny. Okay. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Let me just say, I worked really hard researching, so I hope everyone enjoys this, and Amaya, I hope you enjoy it the most, because it's just for you.
Oh, I'm going to hate it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
For Serial Killers with SK. Can we have an intro? Serial Killers with SK. Dun, dun.
Our world has many voices. We all share this space together, but each of us have our own opinions and our own identity. Join hosts Calvin, Brandon, and Lee of the Straight Up Show podcast as they bring in guests to discuss various social issues that affect everyone. Each episode will tackle a different issue with insights by members of some diverse communities. Be sure to visit their website, www.straightupshowpodcast.com, and listen to their podcast on all platforms. The only rule on this show, you gotta be straight up. And that's why I love that show, because y'all, they are so straight up. I was listening to an episode last night, and I mean, it's a pretty straight up podcast. So if you guys have some free time, definitely go check out that podcast with Calvin, Brandon, and Lee.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, on Monday, September 9th, 1996, 16-year-old Sophia Silva arrived home from Cortland High School in Spotsylvania, Virginia, which is about an hour and a half from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So, her 21-year-old sister, Pam, was home, and she told the authorities that Sophia talked on the phone to a friend for a bit, and then she laid down to take a nap. Which I feel like that's a fairly reasonable thing to do. You know, you get home from school, you're tired, you're going to talk to your friends. So around 4:30, Sophia woke up from her nap. She handed her sister the phone and took a can of grape soda, yum, and she took her schoolwork outside where she told Pam that she was just going to sit on the front porch steps.
Uh-oh.
That was the last time anyone saw her.
Oh.
Yeah, so this was reported by Jim Hall for the Freelance Star on Wednesday, 2 days after her disappearance. And that's a newspaper for Fredericksburg, which is super close to Spotsylvania where Sophia lived.
Wait, okay. So, I'm looking confused. She just went missing. Like, how did the family know she was gone? Like, what if she just walked to her friend's house or something?
Yeah, no, I was totally thinking that. That's a good question. About 30 minutes after Sophia went outside, Pam went to check on her, and she wasn't there, but her half-empty can of soda and her school notes were left on the steps, and what you're saying about maybe she just went to a friend's house, Pam and Phyllis, who's Sophia's mom, told the paper that Sophia was, like, really responsible and wouldn't have just gone somewhere without telling Pam or calling her mom at work, and her mom was at work when this happened. So when she got home, Sophia still wasn't back, and Phyllis began to actually worry because this was really unlike Sophia. She had never run away, and the family wasn't really having problems. So at 9:30 that night, this is still Monday night, Phyllis called the Spotsylvania Police Department and reported Sophia missing.
Okay, I think that's a little drastic. Like, she's 16. She could have easily driven to her friend's house, or she could have went to go hang out with friends or something, but her mom was already calling the cops.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. It does seem kind of drastic, but Sophia didn't have a car, and her backpack was on her bed where she put it when she got home, and inside was her wallet and her house keys, which she probably would have taken with her if she's going somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, Phyllis Silva did check with neighbors and Sophia's friends, and none of them knew anything.
Okay, wait, so what happened next?
Honestly, not much. I couldn't really find anything about the police investigation. But everyone's worst fears became reality when Sophia's decomposed body was found in a muddy creek a month later in King George County. Yeah, about 40 minutes away from her home in Spotsylvania.
Oh, junkie, that's crazy. Did they know who killed her?
I'll get to that. But first, I want to tell you about two more murders of young girls in the Spotsylvania area just a few months later. This happened in early May 1997. And if you remember, Sophia was found killed in 1996. So, 15-year-old Kristen Lisk and her 12-year-old sister Katie got off their separate buses after school ended at 3 and arrived home. They had a routine every day that they would call their dad, Ron Lisk, so he would know when the girls got home safe. However, on this Tuesday, Ron never received a call. When he called the house and no one answered, he knew something was off and he left work early to go check on Kristen and Katie. When he got home, one of the girls' belongings was left in the front yard, but neither of them were to be found. He called friends, but after he realized the girls were missing, he called the police.
That sounds familiar. Like, honestly, it does sound familiar. I just hope it ended differently than how, like, Sophia ended.
I mean, I wish I could tell you it did, but 5 days later, Kristen and Katie's partially clothed and partially submerged bodies were found by state road workers by the South Anna River.
You know, I kind of figured you were going to say that, but, like, did the police, like, assume murders were connected? I mean, three girls in the same town kind of found, like, don't you think that's kind of fishy, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think the police would have assumed they were connected, except they already had Sophia's killer in jail. I told you I'd get back to the fact of who killed her. So Carl Michael Roosh was a house painter, and he was one of Sophia's neighbors. He was the initial suspect in Sophia's case and was charged after the state crime lab confirmed that fibers found on Sophia's body matched those found in Roosh's van. So Roosh was in jail when Kristen and Katie were killed, which explains why the police thought there were two separate killers. But after investigation into Kristen and Katie's case, Special Agent Doug, I think I forgot to put his last name. It's just like Special Agent Doug. Sorry. Dougie. Ew.
Dougie. Oh my god.
Okay, this is not a joke. This is serious. Okay. But after investigation into Kristen and Katie's case, Special Agent
Special Agent Doug. Imagine being named Doug.
I know. My brother used to think it was pronounced Doug.
Oh my god.
Okay. But after investigation into Kristen and Katie's case, a special agent
Jesus Christ.
I can't say that. Okay. But after investigation into Kristen and Katie's case, an FBI trace evidence analyst found blue fibers on one of the girls' bodies that matched fibers found on Sophia's body. This resulted in the June 1997 case of Sophia looking... Blah, 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 blah. Ew. Okay. This resulted in police re-looking at Sophia's case from June 1997, and they made a discovery that the crime lab results were wrong. The lab had made a mistake, and the fibers that were matched to Carl Michael Roosh, they were not the same. So the charges against Roosh were dropped.
Wait, what? Okay, this story is looking crazy. So, like, was Roosh, whatever the heck his name is, like, was it wrong, like, wrongly imprisoned? Like, like, you know that word, imprisoned? Like, not imprisoned, but you know that word?
Wrongly imprisoned?
Yes.
I think I know what you're asking. So, yes and no. Roosh never faced trial for Sophia's murder, but he was in jail on a shoplifting charge. So he wasn't, like, the most upstanding citizen, but he wasn't a murderer. So at this point, the police made the connections after they found the fibers that matched on one of the List girls' bodies matching a fiber on Sophia's body. They made the connection and knew that there was a serial killer on the loose in Spotsylvania. The police worked with the FBI, but they didn't really have any solid leads. 5 years passed, and they had nothing on who killed Sophia Silva and Kristen and Katie Lisk.
Okay, whoa. But, like, obviously they eventually find him, because, I mean, we're talking about him in the episode. Like, how did they find them, though? Like, you know?
Yeah, so we know that serial killers don't just stop, and so whoever this guy was didn't either. On June 24th, 2002, this is 5 years later, 15-year-old Kara Robinson was watering some flowers in her front yard when she was abducted at gunpoint. The kidnapper forced her into a container in the trunk of his car and took her to his apartment where he handcuffed and raped her. She was held captive for 18 hours when, while her abductor was sleeping, she was able to escape and went immediately to police. They were able to identify her kidnapper as Richard Mark Evanitz, otherwise known as Mark, I think to separate him from another relative of the same name. And when they went to his apartment, he was gone. After a search and a brief high-speed chase, Evanitz was cornered by police in Sarasota, Florida on June 27, 2002, where he shot himself in the head, killing himself to escape capture.
Well, that's crazy. That's saying, like, he shot himself, but at least that's better than going to prison. That is not better than going to prison. But, like, I get how, like, I get, like, how obviously he was, like, Kira's, like, kidnapper and stuff, but, like, what does this have to do, like, Sophia and Liz girls, like, how do they know he's the true
killer right.
These girls, too?
Yeah, well, I was waiting for you to ask that. After doing some digging into Evanitz, police learned that he had once lived in Spotsylvania, which, if you remember, is where Sophia, Kristen, and Katie were kidnapped and murdered. In his apartment in Florida, they also found a newspaper clipping about the List case, which is kind of sketch. Like, why would you be keeping a newspaper clipping about these two murdered girls? Right. So police had a hunch that he was responsible for those murders after finding these pieces of evidence, but you can't close cases based on a hunch. So remember how I told you that the police connected Sophia and the List girls based on blue fibers found on both their bodies?
Yeah.
Well, when Kara escaped, she was found in a pair of fuzzy blue handcuffs. So analysis revealed that these were the source of the fibers found on both of the girls. Another thing I didn't mention earlier was that police found pink fibers on the body of Katie List, fibers that they believed came off a bath rug. Well, when they raided Mark's apartment, what else did they find but a fuzzy pink bath rug bath rug in a container at the bottom of his closet. Furthermore, they found fingerprints in the trunk of his car that matched Katie List. So this was the evidence that police needed to confirm what they already knew and were able to close the cases of Sophia and Kristen and Katie List. So after 5 years, the family was able to have some closure. Another thing is that Mark actually had this footlocker that this was kind of talked about in some interviews with his wives. He was not a polygamist, although there's a show called I think it's like Three Wives, One Husband on Netflix. It's really good. Sorry, I don't even know why I'm talking about that. But he was married, and then I think his wife either died or he divorced her. Something happened. But both of his wives knew about this footlocker he had at the foot of their bed. And it was a thing of like they were not allowed to touch it, like, and they knew it. And he actually collected, I guess, souvenirs of his killings, which is just kind of messed up. Yeah. And Mark wasn't really a great guy before that, because before the murders even started, like years before, I think he was only 27. He was arrested and put on probation for like exposing himself to like a little girl, which is just gross. So yeah. That is the story of Sophia Silva and Kristen and Katie List. Unfortunately, Kara Robinson survived, and she's actually on TikTok. This is how I heard about this story.
Wait, what? My mind's just blown right now.
She's on TikTok and actually has a bunch of posts that kind of shares her experience. I believe her TikTok is, I think if you look up Kara Robinson Chamberlain is her new last name, you can find how she shares her story of what it was like those 18 hours being kidnapped by a serial killer. So that is my story of Mark Evanitz, although I don't want to give him any credit. It's the story of Sophia Silva and Kristen and Katie List.
Wait, that's so sad thing. Like, something I wonder, like, how do you just be a, like, what good do you get from, like, just killing people? Like, it's so weird to me.
Yeah, it seems weird to us, but I think, like, I don't know. I was watching a Criminal Minds episode today their brains, like, they get pleasure from doing it, and it's weird and it's messed up, and I won't ever understand it, even though you say I'm a serial killer.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So crazy. I mean, I've plan murders in my head, but I don't plan on doing them, actually.
I have questions for you. Okay. This is, like, really personal, and for the listeners out there, we're gonna tell if Amaya is an actual psychopath or not.
Oh.
So, Amaya, the first question is, do you frequently, like, wet the bed?
What?
Just go with it. Just go with
no.
it. Yes or no? That sounds guilty, though, TBH.
Oh, wait. No.
Okay, we'll go with no. Do you like to set fires?
What? No. Oh, yes. I love to set fires on a Trump flag.
Okay. I feel like that's a no, though.
A no,
and
yeah.
Third is, are you cruel to animals?
Cruel?
Yeah.
To some.
Like, elaborate, please.
Like, I don't like live animals, so if a lion come near me, I'm going to shoot it or try to kill it. Like, don't come near me. I don't like you.
Maya, I'm talking about, like, pets. Like, do you kick your dog and stuff?
Well, yeah, when I was younger.
Not a lion. I don't see my like, fish. Actually cruel. Like, do you like, harming animals?
No, I don't believe in harming animals.
Okay, that's the right answer. I'm pretty sure it's called, like, the McDonald Triad or something, but that's, like, the three things that you can point to that a lot of, like, psychopaths or, like, serial killers will have, like, in their childhood. It's, like, a good determinant of if someone's going to be, like, a psychopath. Oh. Isn't that interesting?
My cousin, she'll say yes all those.
Are you serious, or are you, like, just being mean to your cousin?
Probably. She'll probably say, yeah, ugh.
But interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this episode was fun. I like these.
I know. Hopefully we'll get to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the listeners enjoy it.
I'm hoping.
What else? I'm trying to think. I don't think I have anything else to say. We need to do the vibes, but I'm going to make you do the vibes this time because last time they were so bad when I did them.
Yeah, because apparently you don't get to the end of the episodes, rude.
No, I don't. Hey, wait. If you're at the end of this episode right now, DM me on Instagram at Sarah Catherine Bass, and I'm going to do a raffle for a $5 Starbucks gift card.
Woo!
So, what?
No,
I'm being 100% serious. I'm being 100% serious. Wait. If you're listening to the episode right now, still live here in the flesh, DM me, Sarah Catherine Bass. How can they find me if they don't follow me? I guess just look up Who Girl the Podcast follows on Instagram.
No, they can just search you on Instagram. You're so dumb.
Okay, search me on Instagram and send me the code. Send me the code word serial killer.
Woo-woo.
And you will be in the running for a $5 Starbucks gift card. That's like my go-to prize.
Yeah, and then if you're on the team and you actually made it this far, comment in the group chat, SK is a serial killer.
Yeah, that's good. But also, if you're on the team, don't text me because you should be listening to the episodes anyway.
Right. I think the only person who really, truly listens is Kaylin.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, Kaylin. Oh, we should hear Kaylin shout out every time. Kaylin's pregnant, guys. We're having a girl baby. I think they said that last time.
Yeah, the baby shower is going to be at 15... Savannah, Georgia.
Shut up. That's my address.
Yeah.
What do you have going on this week?
School. I think me and this girl are going to go meet up for dinner.
Oh,
she's one of my friends, but we don't talk often, but she was like, hey, like, let's meet up. I was like, okay,
yeah.
And then I think me and my best friend are gonna go to Starbucks and, you know, do homework.
You didn't tell me we were going to Starbucks.
What?
You didn't tell me we were going to Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
You live 3 hours away. I don't know how we're supposed
am
to
I not that. Your best friend? Not 3 hours, like 5 hours. What?
It's 3 hours. You are 3 hours away from me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're so dumb. Anyways.
All right, Amaya, Miss McCall, please send out the vibes for the week.
Okay. You guys are going to kill it this week. You guys are going to do well this week. You guys are going to kill it this week. Uh-oh. It's Amaya.
Aggressive. Oh, wait. Hey. This is a reward for everyone that's still listening. Would y'all like to hear my duck rap?
Do
Amaya,
it.
You're supposed to say yes.
Do it.
Okay. So, I wrote this rap by myself.
Okay.
All right, Amaya, I need some, like, backup, like, beatboxing or something. Little duckling on the street. Now he's rapping to his beat. Swagging his feathers all around. No more little duckling in this town. Duckling. 3, 2, 1.